When Sir Clement Freud died in April, Just a Minute lost its longest-serving panellist. Now on BBC Radio 4, in a special programme, Paul Merton remembers the veteran player and introduces some of the highlights of his appearances on the show from over 40 years.
The subject is My Faults. 60 seconds starting now.
Such faults as I have do not include hesitation, repetition, or deviation from the subject which I'm given in Just a Minute. But sitting next to Kenneth Williams does tend to bring out the worst in me. My shoes become undone, my socks crumple, my tie is crushed at the sheer joy of sitting next to one of the great cult figures.
Derek Nimmer has challenged next. Yes, sitting next. 32 seconds, Derek, for you on My Faults, starting now.
I suppose if I have a fault, and I must admit to several, one of them is that I am sometimes overtly rude.
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
Yes, Clement, you have 25 seconds on My Faults, starting now.
Niggardliness. My thing has come up.
I first started listening to Just a Minute around about 1968. I was 11 and Just a Minute was one. Nowadays, we look about the same age. The rules are very simple. Deliver a one-minute talk on a given subject without hesitation, repetition, or Plymouth Argyle Football Club are three sets of twins in their first 11.
Clement Freud has challenged.
There seems to be deviation from the way we used to play this game.
Oh, yes, and deviation. By 1968, the show had four established regulars with Nicholas Parsons as chairman. They were Peter Jones, Derek Nimmo, Kenneth Williams and Clement Freud. At the time, Peter Jones was a much-loved comedy actor-writer, a regular on television and whose career in radio included the groundbreaking In All Directions, an improvised comedy show with Peter Ustinov. Derek Nimmo was a hugely popular comic actor of television and West End stage, who not only cornered the market in comedy clerics, but was also a successful theatrical entrepreneur. Kenneth Williams is as well known now as he was 50 years ago, and sitting next to him, Clement Freud, in his time a Knight of the Realm, a Liberal MP, a gourmet, a gambler, a nightclub owner, a celebrity chef, a journalist, a jockey, and fierce competitor on Just a Minute. In 1968, Clement was famed nationally for a series of hilarious dog food adverts. Of course, behind the canned canine comestibles commercials, Clement contributed...
Clement challenge.
Repetition of course.
No, we haven't.
Oh, we always.
Clement Freud begins the next round. Clement, making an effort. Let us hear from you on the subject. 60 seconds, starting now.
Making an effort is something one says to denote that a person is trying to do his best, from which sentiment I would like to disassociate the chairman of Just a Minute, who has quite tantamountly done very much less than that. I have seldom encountered a shoddier exponent of any panel game, and I...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
I'd just like to endorse what Clement said.
Right. So what was your legitimate challenge?
One legitimate one.
All right, so Clement gets another point because that was an incorrect challenge and he continues on making an effort with 37 seconds left starting now.
One could actually make a fairly good effort at playing this game simply by going on talking without repeating yourself, showing a minimum of hesitation and barely deviating from whatever garbage is given to you by the man sitting on my left who interrupts virtually everything one says for no particular reason, even when one's colleagues keep their fingers way from the buzzers, as encouraging and sweet, super lovely, nice, normal, heterosexual, homosexual, ambisexual.
Peter Jones challenged.
Repetition of sexual.
Yes.
No, every single word was...
There was a repetition, but I'm afraid they're all,
they're all separate words.
So, Clement, you have half a second to continue with a wrong challenge, making an effort, starting now.
You go blind.
Clement, you've got in on the circus, and you've got in on somebody to the circus, I should say, and there are 20 seconds available, starting now.
I used to think the circus was Piccadilly Circus, until we moved to North London, when Oxford Circus had huge attractions to people coming past. You could arrange to get to for the circus.
Paul Tallant.
I think there was a bit of hesitation.
There was a little hesitation there, yes.
I think that was it, just like that.
I think the benefit of the doubt, a bonus point.
You'll get them eventually.
Somebody capped. Woman in red, fourth row.
So, Paul. You're trying very hard. Give him his bonus point. He's tried so hard. Paul, it's your turn to begin. So will you take the subject now of how to separate the men from the boys? 60 seconds. Clement Challenge.
Hesitate.
I haven't said now yet.
Well, I meant you hesitated in saying now. You should have said now quite a long time ago.
But you can't get points at my expense.
I've noticed.
Oh, he's trying for his bonus points again. Give him another bonus point.
Nicholas Parsons doing a wonderful job as chairman, as he still does today. A massive contribution to this enduring show. It was Nicholas's idea to award bonus points for particularly entertaining interventions, and this has certainly increased the fun over the years. Clement's way of playing the game was to win. That's what he cared about. But let's be fair about this. Everybody who plays Just a Minute wants to win. Clement had a few strategies. Buzzing with just a couple of seconds to go and reciting lists were two of his favourites. If the subject was cheese, Clement might intone that amongst his favourite cheeses were Red Leicester, Edam, Cheddar, Brie. I heard him do this in Exeter, Manchester, Cardiff, York, Tunbridge Wells, Uttoxeter.
Pork, veal, beef, chicken, turkey, duck, lamb, rabbit, hare, pigeon, even small singing birds all have bones, which some do, others less so, benefit towards a stock pot with which you make delicious, nourishing...
And the subject is loyalty cards. 60 seconds available, starting now.
If you go to a Japanese tobacconist, be it in Tokyo, Osaka, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, and buy cigarettes, you will find therein a loyalty card. And it has a picture of William, Stephen, or John, George the First, Second, Third, or Fourth, Queen Elizabeth, Anne, Mary. And people collect them with tremendous aplomb because it is wonderful for them to have the entire loyal family of Britain on bits of paper.
Clement, the subject is Charlie's Aunt. 60 seconds, starting now.
It is an extraordinary coincidence that I should be asked to speak on the subject of Charlie's Aunt here at the Theatre Royal in Bury St Edmunds, where Charlie's Aunt was first produced.
Now, you...
Wendy Richard, Charlie.
No, I'm sorry, you're going to start listing again, aren't you?
No, I can see
it coming over you, Clement.
Wendy, there's no list involved.
You aren't, no, he is.
Which side does Clement list to?
I could see it coming on.
Are we allowed to be psychic in our challenges?
Other countries are more of a problem because they can burrow into the skin and lay eggs and make your elbow explode with thousands of tiny spiders eating your...
Clement Challenge.
The repetition of lots. This was right at the beginning.
Lots of things,
yes,
lots
I'm...
of things exploding.
I want him to go on for a bit because...
Eat up time.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to go on.
That's wicked. Let them do all the hard work and they come in towards
the
end.
Last minute.
13 seconds, Clement, with you on bugs, starting now.
I don't really know a lot about bugs, except they creep and crawl about kitchens, bathrooms, lavatories, almost anywhere in a house. Look down and you will see a bug. Don't talk to them.
Clement Freud, you have 1 second left for English slang, starting now.
Any form of speech is rude.
Clement Freud, we're with you. 48 seconds to tell us something about matches, starting now.
There's a dreadful hush in the close tonight. 10 to make and a match to win. A bumping pitch in a blinding night. An hour to play and the last man in. It is not for the sake of a ribbon coat. Now, that was all about matches. It's written by Sir Henry Newbolt, a poet who, as far as I know, never came to Bury St Edmunds, but was a pretty good chap. And sometimes challenged 8 or 9 times in a round, where perhaps 10 was too often. Matches are games played between two teams, cricket, football, rugby, even badminton, squash and tennis matches have occurred, and Suffolk is a wonderful county for such matches. In Warberswick, Dunwich, Westleton and...
there are... Wendy Richard Challenge...
He's listing, I told you.
No, listen,
get...
Wendy did challenge that about 20 minutes ago.
She was right, yes.
While occupying a terribly small bedsit in the 1980s, I listened a great deal to Just a Minute. There are some recordings that I can still recall huge chunks of. I played them so many times. In those days, the style of the programme was much more that each competitor would talk in a well-informed, erudite manner on any given subject, and the humour arose mainly from the challenges, less from the talk. Clement was perhaps the most likely to put a joke into his discourse. I remember with great fondness him saying, "I attended some sheepdog trials in Suffolk. 7 were found guilty." He also went for a patch where he frequently mentioned Tunbridge Wells for no reason other than it amused him, and thus it amused us, his audience.
The best game. Would you tell us something about that in the contest, starting now?
The very best game is when two people go into a room, each with a bottle of whiskey, and they drink all that is therein, and then one of them goes out, knocks on the door, and the other has to guess who it is. In this theatre, there are said to be 998 seats. And why I love each and every one of you is quite simply because I'm not going to be able to, at my age, get round to having any sort of realistic relationship with any of you. And I'm delighted about that because loving each and every one of you would be boring, tiresome, annoying, and some people haven't washed. I know that because I stood in a queue getting into this place in Royal Tunbridge Wells, which I'm so pleased. It was called by that august name in 1909, dating back to Queen Victoria. It's pretty unusual.
Kit Challenge.
It's a terrible deviation, isn't
Why?
It? Well, he's talking about the history of Tunbridge Wells, isn't he?
Yes, but he was talking
because
about...
Because I love each and every one of them.
I think, to my mind, he established that he did love each and every one of the people in Tunbridge Wells, but he was finding it difficult. And, but he was keeping going, so, Clement, benefit of the doubt, 13 seconds, why I love each and every one of you, starting now.
As for loving each and every one of the people on this panel, let me begin with Nicholas Parsons, go on to Paul Merton, and then explain how very fond of myself I am.
Clement Boyd, you challenge. Yes, another hesitation. 25 seconds, the crack, starting now.
The sort of thing you would hear at a crack would be a story about Prince Charles going to the north of England to make a speech, wearing a Davy Crockett headgear, and at the end of his address someone went up to him and said, "Brilliant, but what an extraordinary thing you've got on your head." And he said, "It was Mama's idea. I told her I was going to Scunthorpe." And she said, "Wear the fox hat."
Good timing. A clever thing in Just a Minute is if you're going to tell a story, make sure you finish with a payoff as the whistle goes.
Events in the world of show business sometimes take on an alarming speed. I met Nicholas Parsons on a television show. I mentioned my love of Just a Minute. He suggested I wrote to the producer, Edward Taylor. I did. Although Mr. Taylor was unsure about booking me, he nevertheless took a chance. In 1988, it was possible to call someone like me an alternative comedian. This was a different world to Just a Minute. The atmosphere before the recording was what I would imagine a gentleman's club to be like. There was a small room backstage known as the narration suite. This is where you gathered beforehand, leather armchairs, wood panelling. A woman walked into the room before my first recording, and the other regulars all very quickly stood up, and I remained seated momentarily, simply because I'd been taken totally by surprise. Admirably chivalrous, though the gesture was, I felt there may have been an element of, this is how we do things here. Sitting next to Clement Freud for the first time on Just a Minute was a rather formidable challenge. I knew he was highly competitive and that playing just a minute was a serious business. Clement liked to put people off. 10 minutes into my first recording, he leant into me and whispered, "This is the worst show we have ever done." The implications being obvious. Mind you, it turns out he said this to everyone he sat next to. Attempting to intimidate a debutante was only one way of nobbling the opposition. I smiled and simply didn't take any notice, which in the right circumstances can be a remarkably effective strategy. Doesn't work if you're facing a firing squad. Clement's desire to put me off was an attempt to increase his odds of winning. Not taking any notice worked, but it also helped that Clement could see I was genuinely respectful of him and the programme.
Which provides my electricity and my heating and my water and
Clement
my...
Challenge.
And my...
And yeah. My, and my. Right, Clement, correct challenge. 31 seconds now for you on my carbon footprint starting now.
I have long waited to discuss the carbon dioxide emission that comes from my body, my knees, shoes, feet. And frankly, it is 8.47%, which is extremely high, dangerous. And putting hot water into my bottle at night, I realise I should not draw fresh CO2. I meant...
Paul Challenge.
He meant to say H2O. No.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
No, didn't you? What did you mean to say?
Myxomatosis. And got it absolutely wrong.
You meant to say myxomatosis?
Yeah, always.
I withdraw my challenge.
You can no longer put CO2 or myxomatosis into your bottle.
No, exactly. I don't know what your carbon footprint would be.
But that's, therefore, illegitimate, your challenge is legitimate.
Exactly.
But are you going to be generous and give it back to him, or are you going to keep it?
Oh, I thought he was struggling.
He was struggling.
So let him have it back.
All right. There's generosity for you. With 3 seconds to go, Clement, my carbon footprint starting now.
Being...
Clement, full challenge.
Well, that was a hesitation.
Yes. Actually, it wasn't, but I'll give you a bonus point because we enjoyed the interruption. Clement, you have 2 seconds on my carbon footprint starting now. Clement Challenge.
I thought you'd enjoy the interruption. You liked it so much last time.
Yes. Yes, I did enjoy the interruption, but you Good. Interrupted yourself. You buzzed. So what is your
you
challenge?
Get 2 points.
Let us
Even
play...
if it's a wrong challenge, you still get a point.
No. Let us play the game, Clement. You have pressed your buzzer first. You use the challenge. What are you challenging yourself for?
Pleasing you.
That's not a legitimate challenge within the rules of just a minute. Nobody else tries to please me. They try to get
that's
points.
Not, that's not fair. What about that pony I bought you? I bought him a pony.
Clement has pressed his buzzer, says he's trying to please me. Obviously, what he wants is another point. He's got his point. He's got 2 seconds to go. My carbon footprint starting now.
Greenery is...
Some music doesn't sound too good on digital radio. It's something to do with how they can...
Clement Challenge.
He said summon something. That's and I buzzed before he got the thing out.
I didn't know it was going to be that sort of party.
My favourite joke, 31 seconds, starting now.
Another favourite joke of...
Clement Foy Challenge.
No, the subject was my favourite joke.
Mm-hmm.
Not another favourite joke.
Oh, I think you're being a bit pedantic. My favourite joke can be taken in many different ways.
But not as one of my favourite jokes. The subject was my favourite joke.
Well, I think... Right.
All right, Clement, you win the argument. Benefit of the doubt.
Some time later, there was a turning point in our relationship. A certain warmth crept in. We record 2 episodes of the programme in an evening, and before the first show, Clement took me to one side and asked if I would be good enough to mention the then-recently proposed Scottish Parliament. I smiled and didn't take any notice. None of the subjects in the first programme immediately suggested a foray into Caledonian independence, and so Clement took the opportunity, in the short interval, to remind me that I had in fact promised to reference the subject. Amused by this apparent escalation of my enthusiasm for the proposal, I nodded and promised Clement I would. I was given the subject of mittens. I said something along the lines of, "I like to put on a pair of mittens and watch them build in a new Scottish Parliament." Clement buzzed. What was his challenge? Repetition? Hesitation? Deviation? No. Devolution. There was a fantastic laugh from the audience, followed by a much-deserved spontaneous round of applause. I looked at Clement and smiled, and he had this huge boyish grin on his face. In the green room after the show, amidst the admiring comments for Clement's quick-witted challenge, mine included, I never broke the illusion. I congratulated him as much as everybody else. It was my feeling that Clement appreciated that. It was a very good joke, and it didn't really matter that it wasn't as entirely spontaneous as it appeared. Perhaps without realising it, I'd passed some sort of test. Clement made me feel I was now a fully accepted fixture on the show. I'd been doing it for 5 years.
Clement, 17 seconds on how to be irresistible to the opposite sex, starting now.
Telling them you're a eunuch is also quite helpful. In many ways...
Poor challenge.
Is that because anything after that is a bonus? Hesitation.
It takes a lot of balls to tell someone you're a eunuch.
Almost deserves a bonus point, doesn't it? Give him one. Go on. Paul, we're going to hear from you on it now. 11 seconds, how to be irresistible to the opposite sex, starting now.
You look suave, you walk into the nearest...
Clement challenged.
Two use.
Clement listened well. 9 seconds, how to be irresistible to the opposite sex, Clement, starting now.
I would look suave and walk into somebody's room, exuding the sort of personality which can...
Paul challenged.
You haven't exuded personality since 1978.
Outrageous.
I've been doing this show 22 years. I still think it'd be better off with a glove puppet.
Can you believe you dared say that to a knight of the realm?
I know.
Right. I'd like a bonus point for injury.
It became a custom for myself and Clement to each tell a joke as a sound test for the engineers before the night's recording began. Clement told many good gags. Here are a couple. I went into a pub. I saw a sign which read, "Service with a kind word." I ordered a pint of bitter and a meat pie. The barmaid served me, but there was no kind word. I said, "Where's the kind word?" She said, "Don't eat the meat pie." A young lady said to me the other day, "Come upstairs and make love to me." I said, "It's one or the other. I can't do both." It's traditional after recordings for the panellists and Nicholas to get together and have a quiet meal. Clement loved his food and drink, and perhaps his standards were so much higher than everybody else's. So much higher, in fact, that he rarely turned down the opportunity to send his main course back to the kitchen with a muttered verdict of inedible. I do have to say that on the one occasion he did cook for me, the food was superb. He was a very good host. His expert wine knowledge was always put to very good use, his choice perfectly complementing the food, even when he didn't get to taste it. He was a very entertaining dining companion, rich in anecdote and much given to hearty laughter. He had met the most extraordinary variety of people and could talk knowledgeably on almost any given subject. He was often quoted as saying, "I never talk about my grandfather," but in my experience, he did have a good sense of humour on the subject.
Clement, you've gone in on my ego, and there are 32 seconds starting now.
The word ego is often pronounced ego, which I actually prefer. The ego and the id, a book for which I get royalties, written by my grandfather, is an extremely interesting volume which I would urge everyone to purchase.
So, Clement, you have the subject of my roots, and you have 35 seconds starting now.
I'm trying to remember what my roots were. I think roughly dark brown with the odd grey patch. And then there came a time... I've never lost any hair. I have kept every one that has come out.
Clement once interviewed me for a newspaper piece on the subject of food, of which I know very little, and I wasn't very communicative that day. A few years later, the interview came up in conversation between us. Clement said typically, forthrightly, "Yes, you were quite nutty." I affected mock indignation. "And tell me, what would you know about the workings of the human mind, Mr. Freud?" He laughed that wonderful laugh you can hear throughout the Just a Minute recordings. It was a pure laughter that bubbled up so swiftly it often took its owner completely by surprise. I shall miss him. and the world of just a minute shall miss him. His competitive spirit carried him through 42 years of the programme, and he never gave less than 100%. His record of well over 500 appearances will surely never be beaten. On one show in 2004, he was given the subject, My Favourite Words. Among his favourite words were languid, parallelogram, ubiquitous. But above all, it transpired that his very favourite words were, Clement Freud, you are the winner.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Repetition, actually, in fact. It's only 60 seconds. I mean, one ought to be able to manage 60 seconds without actually, in fact. Oh, well, bad enough, it was sickening word. Listening to the little chair and the little girl and the little cat.
My daughter.
All right, Clement, you have a point. Would you continue talking about the brownies starting now?
The brownies?
Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation, takes us a long time to get going.
Slow, he's so ponderous and so boring, really. I mean, you know, every time he's like, the brownies are good. And take three onions and two turnips. And we all have to do three times as much work in 60 seconds as he does.
Well, all right, you do very well, Derek. You've done a tremendous amount of work just then. I'd like to have given you a bonus point for that performance, but unfortunately it doesn't fit in with the game. Clement still has another point, and also 15 seconds of which to continue talking about the brownies, starting now.
The brownies are the female junior organisation of the Boy Scouts.
And now we move to Bob Monkhouse. Pitfalls for a programme chairman, starting now.
As I have been chairman of programmes like The Golden Shot and Celebrity Squares, and welcomed, may I say, the...
Clement Freud challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
There can't be other programmes like Celebrity Squares. Man can only take so much.
Luckily, I can say exhibitionist a lot.
Clement Freud has challenged you.
Deviation.
Why?
Grammar.
Yes, it was a little...
A painter and they.
Oh, Clement, ooh. Yes. Ooh. It's correct, oh, of course.
Yes.
Suddenly
you I'm
haven't
13.
Won many friends on that challenge.
I haven't
but...
come here for
you
popularity.
Haven't come here
for...
No. 14 seconds are still available. Fame, starting now.
If you have a recognisable face, it's awfully difficult to know because people come up and say, would you be Clement Freud? And I have to say, what is the alternative?